Shalom Aleichem, Mar Rabbosai. This year should be a special schus for Leaster Bas Frimit, the Refuas Reb Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Menachem Elchanan Ben Brindle, and Bracha Batzlecha of Moshe Yudah Ben Peshedina, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Dina Chasha, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yamtish Rachaled, Rabbi Shukra Allah Ben Rachel, Bracha Batzlecha B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Gidna, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Rabbi the Omer, and according to Rabbi, who says that you have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Why? Because the people in Bedina Seyam are not Bekiyim L'shma. So you see that you need to get both Ksiva and Chsima L'shma. Man Haytana Deboy Ksiva L'shma, Boy Chsima L'shma. Who is this Tana that requires both Ksiva and Chsima L'shma? E Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir who holds that the Ikra Toikif Ashtar is through the chasima se'edim gziyod se'edi chasima karzi chasima boy ksiva lo boy. He only requires chasima. He doesn't require ksiva. Kosev la sefer krisis means chasima. The kosev means chasima, not ksiva. And memela he wouldn't require ksiva lishma. Ad kan divrei hagemara. Rashi says e Rabbi Meir de Omer ikra ashtar zoi chasima. So if it's going to Rabbi Meir, who says that the Iker Shtar is the Chasima, Chasima Lishma boy, you require only Chasima Lishma. The Chiksiv of the Kosavla, Chasima Ksiv. Because when it says in the Torah of the Kosavla, it's referring to the Ksiv, and so right, to the Rosh, Gittin Pevav Amit Beis, the Remeir Darshan of the Kosav of the Pasuk, as meaning V'chosam. We have to understand, why was Rabbi Meir Motzi the Pasuk Mipshuto? What's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk? V'kosav means V'kosav. Ksiva Mamish. So why would Rabbi Meir twist the simple meaning of the Torah and say that v'kosav means v'chosam? The Chasam Sofer was already omit on this, that this Rabbi Meir is tamua me'o Rav Gishtetner Zatzal and his Nasan Pirio on page Yud Zayin on Gittin says as follows. Later on in the Gemara it says that Edim sign on the Shtar because of Tikkun Olam. Frek the Gemara, Tikkun Olam? How can you say that they're signing only because of Tikkun Olam? It's Doi Raisa. To sign on this Shtar, on this Get, is not Tikkun Olam. It's Doi Raisa. D'chsiv v'chasov b'sefer v'chasom. You see in this Pasuk, in Yirmiyahu, that even though Yerushalayim is going to fall in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and the Jewish people are going to go, so they're going to come back to the land, and as a siman, they should buy fields with a shtar that's going to be a rai when they come back. And Yirmiyahu says to them, Sadov b'kesef yignu v'kasov b'sefer v'chasom. They should be choisem on their shtaris. So you see from here that shtaris require a chasima. Amar Rabba, Rabba says that they're chosim b'nei tikkun ha'olam Lo tzricha is only according to Rabbi Elazar, the Shitas Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Edei Mesira Karsi, that min haTorah it's enough with Edim that the get was given over to the woman to be machshiv it as a get krisis, and the Edim don't have to be choisem on the get. And the Kavan of our Mishnah is that Takinu Rabban and Edei Chasima Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam Zimnin DeMaisi Sahadei Inamni Zimnin DeAzel LeMedinas Hayam. The rabbis were attacking Edei Chasima because of Tikkun Olam. Because they're only going to be Edei Mesira, there is a chashash that sometimes the Edim are going to die, the Edim Mesira are going to die. Sometimes they're going to go off to Medinas Hayam, they're going to be in Greece, they're going to take a trip, they're going to go far away. And the husband's going to be Ma'arer, he's going to challenge and say that not a good get. The get is mezuyif, and the woman will not be able to bring Edei Mesira as witnesses to testify about the truth of the get, about the validity of the get. And Rashi says, the Gemara doesn't seem to answer the question. But it's Daraisa. What do you mean Tikkun Olam? Very nice. It's Tikkun Olam according to Rebbe Lazar, because Rebbe Lazar only requires Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima for Tikkun Olam in case the Eidei Mesira are not around. Incidentally, there's a discussion here about the Eidei Mesira. Let's say you don't have Eidei Mesira. Let's say you just have Eidei Chasima according to Rebbe Lazar. Is that good enough? So some Rishonim hold it is, that according to Rebbe Lazar, you don't even need Eidei Mesira, as long as you have Eidei Chasima. Obviously, this is subject to debate, but that's what the Gemara says. Akopanim, but how does it answer our question? Now we have a pasuk, it's not Tikkun Olam. Zokt Rashi. What do we do with that Rashi? That according to Rebbe Lazar, who says, Eidei Mesira Karti, this pasuk is just telling us an Eitz Tova. Perek Basr, Eidei Mesira Karsi, the Katani Rebbe Lazar Omer, Afilu Enel of Eidim, El Shanasna, Bifne Eidim Kasha. So when it says to Rebbe Lazar Domer, it's that Rebbe Lazar says Eidei Mesira Karsi, you only have to give her in front of Eidim. That's enough. Vahai Kra, Eitz Tova Kamash Molan. And this pasuk is telling us an Eitz Tova. A good piece of advice to do a chasima. But, you don't mamish have to. That's the Gemara there. It's mashma that according to Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, he holds that from this pasuk you learn that it's only a sefer if it's kaso v'chasom. It has to be written and signed. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that you have to make this shtar, this sefer, and write it and sign it. Kaso v'sefer v'chasom. It needs to be written and signed. So from this he learns that by get, where it says v'kasev l'sefer krisus, it's not sufficient just to write it, you also need a chasima. Because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says there's vechtov v'sefer chtom, there's ksiv and there's chasima. So memela, since we see in Yirmiyahu that the definition of a sefer v'kasov v'sefer v'chasom, the definition of a sefer is writing it and signing it, mimela, we learn that the only way it has a shem sefer is if you have chasima as well. A get has to have a shem sefer, so you need a chasima. Rashi in Kedushin 48a writes, Eide chasima karsi mashvile sefer krisis. They make it into a sefer krisis. Chasima is what does it. Mashma like that in the Ran also, Kedushin 65b. Daha l'shvuye shtara, lo b'inan eidin l'didon de kamelan kreb alazur, darmer eidin v'sira karsi. To make it into a shtar, to create the shame shtar, you don't need eidim according to us who passing like Reb Elazar that eidim v'sira karsi. Mashma, that according to Rebbe Meir, you need eidei chasima in order to l'shvuye shtara, to make it into a shtar. So according to this, we can say a davar chadash that be'emes, in order that it should, on the get should be chal Hashem sefer, we require both ksiva and chasim, because the pasuk says both kasov v'chasom. And that, but according to Rabbi Meir, it's enough to have chasim l'shma, you don't need ksiva l'shma. It doesn't mean that the ksiva doesn't have to be l'shma, but rather, since the chasima finishes the shtar, like Rashi says, the ikar shtar, the ikar shvuye shtar is the chasima, memeilu, and you're mechavin lishma b'shasa chasima, so now lemafreya, the din lishma is chal on the ksiva as well, like we find in Erevin, linyan hekev dira, that if it was prutza more than 10, Amos, and he made a little bit of a ged there, and he closed the breach, and then he was mashlim l'shem dira, just a little bit. So it's like he made all the mechitas l'shem dira. So you see that the hashlam, everything is called Hashem the hashlama. And from this, the Avnei Nezer writes, Yoridea, Simon, Ayin, Zayin, Reish, Simon Ezer, in a mikvah that's lacking a little bit, that you were mashlam it with she'uvim, lacking a korta when you're mashlam with she'uvim, since the hashlama, sechshar ha-mikvah, was done ayidei she'uvim, it's as if the whole thing was made bidei adam and pasul. And we also find in the Pischei Tshuva Yoredeya, Simon Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Katan Gimel, the name of the Kanfayona, and the Ramami Pano, that when a person was Makadesh Hashem, Yerod Shem Hashem, and at the end he was Makadesh Hashem, Besof Ksivazo, he had Kavanah L'Shem Hashem, at the end of the Ksiva, the whole thing is Kadosh, because the Kedusha V'gom Rabbayim Ke'echot, when he finishes it, that's when the Kedusha comes. So as long as you have Kavanah at the end, so too, since the Iker Shtar is done through the Chasima, like Rashi says, that Iker Shtar is Zori Chasima, so it's Rashi in Gittin also. Chavav Amid Beis, they were asked a little filo tarf, the Chiksiva, Kasev Lach Chasima Seidim Koi, she Iker Ksiva, so therefore in your Choysem Lishma, which is the Gemara, Sias Hashtar, the Lishma is Chal on the Ksiva as well. And according to this, Bivadayin Mikriyotze Midei Pshuto, it's Pashut. We're going to stick with the Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk. That it says kasov v'chasam, and that it says v'kasav l'sefer krisus. What is ksiva? Ksiva. Ah, so why does Rabbi Meir say it means chasima? Because when you do the chasima lishma, the chasima is the gemar ksiva. That is mekadesh. That's lishma. That lishmaizes all of the ksiva sashtar. So taken means v'kasav ksiva, not only chasima. But since the chasima is the gemar ksiva, if you have the gemar correct, then the whole thing is going to be okay. The whole thing is going to be holy. Saying our Rosh Hashanah davening, V'yad kol adam choisem. So you see, just even if you have a bad year, but you fix it in the Yom Noraim, and you do a good ksiv and chasima, so you can fix the whole thing. I'll shame myself. And with this, we can understand the lashon of the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph, Lo Kshu Chosmo Lishma, Kilu Kosvo Lishma. The Gemara says that when you're Chosim Lishma, it's like you wrote a Lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, who doesn't require Ksiva Lishma, what's the Mal Yusa? What do we care that Kilu Kosvo Lishma? Kilu Kosvo Lishma, it's like you wrote a Lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, you don't need to write a Lishma. There it says, no! According to what we're saying, the Chiddush. But you do need to write a Lishma. The only thing is, the ksiva makes it lishma. The chasima lishma makes the whole ksiva lishma. Gemara says weiter, shlosha gitin psulim, when gimel amid beis, and Meseches Gittin says that the three Gittin that are possible, because the Gemara says V'chitem Rebbe Lel Rebbe Lazar, we'll go back a little bit. If you're going to say that really it's Rebbe Lazar who says that we require Ksiva L'Shema, so then where's the Chasima? It says in the Gemara in the Mishnah you have to say V'fanei Kosev V'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechtam. So if it's according to Rebbe Lazar who holds that V'kosev in the Torah means V'kosev Ksiva Saget, so where's the chasima l'shma? Chilover v'lazer chasima l'shma midaraisa. But midrabanan boy, he doesn't require daraisa chasima l'shma. Midrabanan he does. Vashlosha gittin psulim midrabanan. Aye, there are three gittin that are puzzled midrabanan. Chilover v'lazer chasima l'shma. Midrabanan doesn't require chasima l'shma. So how can you tell me that Rebbe Lazer is going to say that chasima is only required l'shma midrabanan, not daraisa? There are three Gittin Psulim. Rabbi Elazar doesn't require Chasima Lishma, even though we're only talking about Psulim Midrabanan. Because he argues with the Tanakhama that a get, Shelo Chasmul Avedim is Kasha, Adeshin Imser Bifnei Eidim. He doesn't require Ksiva Lishma, even though he Chasima Lishma. Doesn't require chasima, even derabanan. So just like he doesn't require chasima at all midrabanan, he also won't require chasima lishma midrabanan. Then where brings a raya, this non, shloshi gitim psulim, vinisav lat kosher. So the three getin that are puzzle, but if the woman gets married, after she gets divorced with his get, the vlad is kosher. Why? Because vlad is not a mamzer. So since Minat Torah she's a grusha. These are the three gittin psulim. Kazuk ksav yadoi ve'en olav eidim. He writes in his own ksav yad, and there are no eidim. And in such an instance, it's pasul derabbanan. And on that, Rabbi Elazar argues, and he says, no. Afal pi she'en olav eidim. What we have to do is give it to her in front of Edim, even though there are no Edim. It's kosher lechatchila, ayidei these Edim sira, etc., etc. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says three gittin are pasul, the kid is, the Vlad is kosher, she gets married after this. And one of them is kosher b'ksav yado. Ve'ein alav eidim. Tosfos says, "Avogav derav meir saver kasav haynu v'chasam mikol makoyim kasher avlad b'ksav yado ve'ein alav eidim." The kevin shabal atzmoi kasav ein l'chachsima gedolim izu. Even though Rabbi Meir holds that for kasav means v'chasam, that ksiv in the Torah is chasima, and when it says v'kasav sefer krisus, it means that it has to be signed. That's what makes the get. And here there are no signatories, so how can he say the get is kosher? Nevertheless, levlad is kosher v'ksav yado v'ein alav eidim. It's kosher if he wrote it in his own handwriting and there are no witnesses. Why? Because since the Baal himself wrote it, there's no greater chasima than that. So we have to understand, since Rabbi Meir holds that v'kasev is v'chasam, in other words, chasim is aedim, the Baal is not begeder aid. What do you mean, ein l'cha chasim agadol mizu? The Baal isn't an aid. Ain't not a maid al-atzmo, like we see in the Rosh, Makas, Vavam, and Beis, in the name of the Ravid, that a Baal Dover, he's not even called an aid patzul, he's garnished. He's not even an aid. And not only that, ein davar shever v'pachas mishnayim, we need eidus. This is not eidus. However, Gestetner explains that the reason of Rabbi Meir that v'kosav means v'chosam is because it says in Yirmiyo v'katsov v'sefer v'chasom, like we see in Gittin, the Gemara that we quoted before, that Eidim rachosim ala get b'nei tikkun ha'olam t'chsi v'kosav v'sefer v'chasom, that it requires chasim as well. So you learn that the ksiva sefer is only through the chasima. In order for it to be a ksiva, there has to be a proper chasima. And therefore, when it says v'kasov, in order for it to be a proper sefer, you need to have a chasima. And since in a get, it says v'kasov lo sefer krisus, it's not going to be a sefer krisus unless it has a chasima. We quoted the Rashi before in Kedushin, Eidei Chasima Karsi, Mashvile Sefer Krisus, Eidei Chasima we require in order to make it a Sefer Krisus. Now the Pasuk in Yirmiyo is talking about Shtar Kinyan, which is Davar Shebamam, and Davar Shebamam Paskin in Kedushin that Adol's Baldin, Kame Eidim Dami. And you don't need Chasima Se Eidim Dafka, because the Eidim are only made Al Ritzono Shebal Mam and Lahaknos. But if he himself signs in the Shtar Kinyan, there's no greater Eidus than this. And it's effective, and Ramele, we learn from this for Gittin, that it's enough b'chasimas ba'al ashtar. In other words, b'chasimas ha'ba'al, you don't require Eidim, because the whole reason that you require Eidim, chasimas ha'get. We learn from the Pasuk, Sof Sefer Chasoim, just like there, it's enough that if you have the chasim of the ba'al ashtar, without Eidim, because Dorton Redman Vegan, Mammon, they were talking about Mammon, so too, by a get, it's enough to have chasimas ha'ba'al. Aye, what about chasimus eidim? Because ain't davar shebe'er b'pachas mishnayim. Say there. So you took care of the problem that you need chasimus ha'eidim. I mean, it's a shtar mammon, and it's enough for the baal davar to sign, and that obligates him, and so to buy a get. But you still have a rule of, we're still in arayas here. We're in gittin. Ain't davar shebe'er v'pachot mishnayim. אז איפה הוא השניים פה? גם זה לא קשה. שרי כתבו התוספות בגיטין, דיבור המתחיל דקיים על הנדלת עמוד א', בשם רבנו תם, שאפילו לרבי מאיר באי עדם בשעת נתינת הגט, דאין דבר שבערווה פחות משניים. גם לפי רבי מאיר צריך עדי מסירה. ומעטה לפי זה, אם כתב בכתב ידו, זה בוודאי קשר מן התורה. למה נראה? שהרי לעניין הדין של וכתב, דהיינו וחתם, שצריכים עדי חתימה, וזה מספיק חתימת הבעל. מכיוון שכל עיקר חתימה זה רק כדי ליצור ספר קריטות, כמו שלומדים מהפסוק, וכתוב וספר וחתום, הרי שם מדובר בממון, שם מספיק חתימת בעל הממון. גם כאן מספיק חתימת הבעל, וכתיבתו היא כחתימתו, שאין לך חתימה גדולה מזו. אז אם הוא כתב בכתב ידו, זה מספיק, זה החתימה הכי אופטימלית, הוא בעצמו כתב את זה. מה זה חתימה? שאתה מאשר מה שכתוב. אם אתה כתבת, סימן שאתה מאשר. ואם משום הבעיה של אין דבר אשר בערבה פחות משניים, אז איך אנחנו מסתפקים בכתיבת הבעל? הרי יש לנו שני עדים שהוא מוסר את זה לפניהם, הוא מוסר את זה לפני שני העדים. ויש רן בגיטין פיבה במודבט, רן מאוד עריף, מאוד מאוד מפורסם, שאפילו לרבי אלעזר שעידי מסירה קרתי, אבל בכל זאת זה מספיק אם יש רק עידי חתימה, משום שעידי החתימה הם כמו עידי מסירה. למה? כי הרי הגט יוצא מתחת ידה בעידי חתימה. אז יש לה גט ביד, יש עידי חתימה שחתומים על הגט. מאיפה יש לה את הגט? בידוע שהבעל מסר לה, בוודאי שהבעל מסר לה. מאיפה היא קיבלה את הגט? אז זה כאילו שהעידי חתימה מעידים על המסירה. עצם זה שיש לה גט תחת ידה, סימן שהגט נמסר לה. וזה בוודאי זה לא כרבינו תם. רבינו תם אומר שאפילו רבי אלעזר, רבינו תם אמר אפילו לרבי מאיר, סליחה, אנחנו צריכים עדים בשעת נתינת הגט, משום שאין דבר שעבר בה פחות משניים. אבל לפי הריף זה לא נכון. לפי הריף לא צריכים לפי רבי מאיר עדים בשעת המסירה, מספיק שיש עדים בשעת החתימה. שצריך עדים, עדים שחתמו, ואחרי שהגט כבר בידה, סימן שהוא מסר לה. אבל במקרה שהבעל כתב את הגט בכתב ידו, when the husband writes the get with his own handwriting and there are no aidim, so definitely, even according to the Rif, we require aidei mesira, because ein darash ve'er b'pachas mishnayim. So you're right, it's enough when the husband writes the get to make it into a sefer krisus, because the husband's writing makes it into a shtar. The husband's writing makes it, turns it into a shtar. It's very nice that it's a shtar, but where's our two edim? Ein davar shaver b'pachas mishnayim. So therefore, even according to the Rif, in this instance, you're going to need edei mesira. However, there's a Rashi in Gittin, Peivav Amral Tirmaskel V'Im, who writes, and that it says Kasev Ksav Yado Kasher, Ulamad Demukilav Gemar Karevi Meir Kalemir De Ksav Yado Kemei Dim Dami V'Lo Karevi Lazer Sfiru Lei Dami Reidim Sira Karsi, etc. Elakev De Ksav Yado Hu V'Kasav V'Nosan Karina Bei V'Af Agav De Lek Eidim Sira Kasher Midoy Raisa. Rashi says that this is Rebbe Meir, that Kasuk Sav Yado Kasher, because Ksav Yad is like Mei Edim, and it's not like Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Edim is Sira Karsi, but rather, since it's Ksav Yad, we can apply the Pasuk V'Kosav, L'Sefer Krisus V'Nasan V'Yoda, you have a Kosav V'Nasan. And even though there are no Edim is Sira, it's Kosher M'day Raisa. Oh boy, how does Rashi say that? How can you be Machshi without Edim is Sira? You're right, it's Ksav Yad is like Mei Edim. Nevertheless, ain't Dovah Sheva Pachas Mishnayim? So you should require Eidus. And even if he himself is Moida, that's not enough, like Tosis writes in Gittin Daladam, but Aleph, Divra Masel, Dekayim Alon. Because Kedushin and Gerushin, it doesn't help of Hodas Baal Din Kamei Eidim, because here it's Mechayiv Lacherim, Chav Lacherini. So there's no such thing as Hodas Baal Din. So you're right, it's enough, according to Rabbi Meir, to have the writing of the husband. That makes a shtar. But what about the two Eidim for Ein Davar Shever B'Pachas Mishnayim? For that you need two Eidim? Also Rashi and Yevam Islam and Amid Beis Safa Gerishin Kosev B'Ksav Yadu V'Ein Alav Eidim Kosev B'Ksav Yadu D'Kaim Alon Hotzi Alav K'Sav Yadu Shuchay V'Lo Goy V'Nechos V'Nechor V'Nam K'Sav Yadu V'Lo Eidim Milsi. So he says that Ksav Yad without Eidim is effective. You could be Govim in a Chosim. B'nei Chorin. You can collect from unencumbered properties. So, you know why? Because it's a Davar Sheba Mammon. Davar Sheba Mammon, Hodas Baal Din is effective. But not Davar Sheba Erva. Davar Sheba Erva, you require Eidim. So there's no Raya from the Rashi Yevamos. You're right, it's Kasav Ksav Yado, you could be Goyve. Ksav Yad below Eidim is Milsa, you're right, it's something. But by Davar Sheba Erva, you need two Eidim. So how does Rashi say in Gittin Pei Vav that you don't need Eidei Mesira? If you just have the Ksav Yad of the husband, how is that effective without Eidei Mesira? So Mirtz Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, I'm hoping that we are going to continue this year, and in the next year we're going to find a resolution of Rashi, because this is a very shver Rashi. And we should, Baruch Hashem, though, we learned some big Yisodos. We are Mataritz Svar Rebbe Meir, how in the Torah says V'Kosav, it really means V'Chosam, because it really means V'Kosav, just Chasima includes everything. And then we saw the Tosfos, that according to Rebbe Meir, Ksav Yado alone is Kosher, but you're also going to need Eidei Mesira, because Ein Davar Sheva Pachas Mishnayim. So his handwriting is only enough to make it into a shtar. And it's not enough to have Ein Davar Sheva Pachas Mishnayim, for that you're going to need two. So either according to Rebbe Meir, it's Eidei Chasim or Eidei Mesira. But then we saw Rashi says not like that. Rashi says that it's enough just the Ksav Yad of the Baal. But what about Ein Davar Sheva Pachas Mishnayim? So das is unser Arbit for the Kim and the Kashir. That's our avodah to our friends. We should all be zocha l'ulmod ulalame lishmor v'lasos ulekayem et kol divrei tamut torato be'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.